This call is being recorded.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Marcos. Good evening.
Let's see if someone else joins us. Yeah, let's see if someone else joins us this week.
We'll see. I can see that Elf Public joined the IRC channel.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he will join us on this conference call.
Hooray. All right. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tomas.
It's kind of weird because when I missed the choice at the top, and then I was just a viewer and I was confused.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm guessing some other viewers also didn't miss. It asks you to choose between phone and computer.
Mm-hmm.
Then it disappears, and there's no way to connect, I think.
That's weird.
Well, unless I'm illiterate.
And the most crucial question arises, which browser did you use?
Well, the browser's fine. Because there's quite a few people others public.
Hi, Public.
Hi, Marcos. Hi, everyone.
I guess we are four, so I would say let's get started.
Yeah,
do we have any volunteer? Wait, what was that?
Go ahead.
I said, do we have any volunteer for scribing this week? Tomas, would you mind?
Certainly not. Yeah, I can scribe. Just it says there's eight viewers, and there's four unknown people viewing. Do you think these are actual members of the group or whatever, or where did these come from?
I don't see eight viewers. Where do you see them?
When you go to the person icon on the right, it slides.
Oh, true. That.
There are four unknown viewers, indeed.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's just some glitch.
Yeah, no idea. Anyway, I would say let's get started.
Mm-hmm.
So the first item I put on the agenda, which was checking whether there's a volunteer for putting together and sending out the agenda in case I'm not around, because last time it was only Carol and me because I missed to send out the agenda. So I wonder if there if we should have some, you know, fallback or something. Would anyone volunteer here, or should we send that out as a request to the mailing list?
I could help with that. If you just clarify what exactly, but I think I have a bit of an idea how we do it so far. So I could propose an agenda, like at least 3 days before the call, maybe even like a week before the call, and then ask everyone to contribute to that. and then remind about the call, let's say the Friday before, like 3 days before.
That would be fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, I can try, and then everyone can give me feedback if it works okay, or should I change, if I should change something.
Okay, that sounds great, and we can mark that as resolved. So do you want to do that every week, or just if I'm not around?
As you prefer, you can coordinate, but I don't mind doing it every week. I usually have time, like enough time to do that, like it's every 2 weeks. So if you like, I can do it every 2 weeks. If you feel like you want to do it some of the weeks, you can just go ahead. So whatever works for you.
If you can do it and I do it, if you are not around, that I would prefer that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. I'll just resolve this. Awesome. Then next up, we have a discussion about Carol's pull requests. There are quite a few of them. I don't know if we should go into each of them individually, or if people want to focus on a single one, or whether there are any major things that Carol would like to discuss. So I guess let's start with Carol. Do you think you need any input, or is there any blocker in any of these pull requests?
So in general, I have nothing specific in mind. The pull requests are more or less commented. The most, the most common were in the section considerations. So I think these are, let's say, future to-dos or possible extensions. So I think we can skip those for a while. So the question is whether these pull requests are good to be merged or not. I think I've addressed all the comments this or the other way, either by changing the files or just by commenting somehow.
Okay. Does anyone else has any input for the pull requests?
I think we should merge them, and then everyone has opportunity to make a pull request with some amendments. I think it's a good workflow to be quite flexible first, like iron out just major issues, and then iterate on that, so everyone has opportunity to make a small proposal for small modifications. So I'm plus one merging them, all of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
So maybe. Sorry, what was that?
I'm just agreeing.
Okay. So let me put forward a proposal to merge Carol's pull requests, and then let's vote on that. Carol, Tomasz, could you please vote again like it was before the thing? I don't know if my script works in that case. Awesome. Thank you very much. So this is resolved. I will merge them right after the meeting. Then next up is Public's pull request. That one also had quite a few discussions, but I think all of them have been addressed. But Pavlik, maybe you want to say something about it.
I mean, originally it started with some like smaller adjustment just to not use the same IRI for the operation itself and the resource that operation is being performed on. But then I received a few requests to adjust the property names, so it became a little bigger pull request, but I think I've addressed all the comments, and you added the entry point snippet. So from my perspective, I think it's ready to merge. And again, everyone has opportunity to propose amendments through new pull requests. So from my side, it's ready.
Yeah, I'm also in favor of merging it. So maybe let's put forward another proposal and see if, unless someone else wants to say something about the pull request. Otherwise, let's just vote on IRC. Awesome. So that's resolved too. Again, I will merge this after the call. Making pretty quick progress today. Next up on the agenda would be the update and the architectural diagram, but since Ruben isn't here, I think we should move that to the next telecon. And then I see another agenda item, which is inviting community group members to the GitHub organization. I don't know who put that.
Yeah, I added it today. It's not, I think, very important, but I thought maybe some people would like to be invited to the GitHub organization. So again, it's not that important, but also if someone visits, can see that they are active members, not just on the repo, but in the organization. I don't know. I just thought to suggest that, but I'm not very, very kind of attached to that idea.
I can invite anyone, like just shoot me an email or whatever. Like Ruben, for instance, is asked me a while ago, so he's part of the organization, but I can also try to add people randomly, but there are like 180 people, so I would prefer if people just send me an email if they would like to be invited.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. If someone wants to be invited, can send you direct email. I think that's a good resolution.
Any other input regarding that, or?
So, what are the people currently members?
So, like, currently people are member of the W3C community group, and there is like the GitHub, where the repository lives, that's a GitHub organization. So you get on your GitHub profile, you get like the Hydra logo if you are part of that organization. I think you can check it out on my GitHub profile. Let me see. Yeah. So, I paste the link. What's up with my IRC today? So if you go to my profile, you see there is a little Hydra logo there under organizations on the left, in the left section under my profile picture. So if you would like to have such a logo there as well, just send me an email and I will invite you to the organization.
I'm thinking, I'm not sure what we want to achieve, but just have more people. I don't know, usually in other organizations, I think, so, I don't know, the leader would invite people active. So just, as you said, randomly inviting people would be weird. And then it probably should be clear on what the goals are. I mean, also, is it just to have the faces there under people, or what would they actually how would it contribute as being members?
So I wouldn't give commit permissions. I would just give read permissions or whatever the setting says. But it's basically about the batch. I think that was what Pavlik had in mind, right? Pavlik.
Yeah. And also that if someone goes to an organization, those people who make their membership public, people can see that there are some kind of members in organization. But again, I usually join the organizations I kind of contribute to, but it's not important. But I think if, as you said, if someone wants to join and send you an email, we should just maybe document it somewhere. I'll put it on a wiki or somewhere. And I think that's a good solution, that if someone sees reason for that, can ask you, you can add the person. And I think it's a simple solution for that. Like I said, it's not an important thing. It's just, you know, the small advantages, like you said, that you can have it, find it easily and see people. So I think it's a good resolution to just ask you over email and you add the person who asked and you think should be added.
Tomáš, did you intend to say there should be some sort of bar to get the badge? Like you should be an active contributor or something, or?
I'm honestly not sure. Of course, such organizations, this is different than pure code organizations with code repositories. So it's I'm not having any opinion really. So it may, from the publicity or visibility point of view, it actually does make sense. I didn't consider that before. So that, yeah, people actually can somehow discover the community group. I mean, the community group as well as the GitHub community. Sounds fine to me. And no, I wouldn't probably raise the bar, at least as you said, for read-only members. Let's do it.
Okay. So let me put forward a proposal. Again, please vote on IRC. Okay, cool. So that's resolved as well. Is there anything else anyone on the call would like to discuss today? I see Carol on the queue.
Yes. So, did you guys have any chance to take a peek on that GitHub repository that I've set up yesterday? I sent you over the email information about that I've created, let's say, very, very beginning draft of the let's say, reference Hydra client written in TypeScript, which somehow is rooted in those use cases that I've created. So I was curious whether you had a chance to take a look at this or not. I indeed agree that it was quite a late one, but was wondering.
I personally didn't have a chance yet. This is the link to it, right, Carol?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Public?
I thought that would be useful at some point for like different client implementation to maybe have like a common data set that, and maybe even some kind of demo server or something one can import in one's own server that take the data from the use cases. I have no idea how to organize it at this moment, but maybe we can brainstorm to have at some point like a data set based on the use cases that one can import in a server that would be maybe some reference server, but I think that would be quite useful to have. Don't have to like extract it from the markdown files, but maybe also have like a data set that can be imported by script. What do you think about that, Carl? Do you have some? How do you test it, the client with the server?
No, so generally I didn't think about any data sets related to the use cases. I think it might be a good point. We could create, let's say, a set of unit tests for that could be used for other implementations of the Hydra clients and other languages. So indeed, this is a good point. I didn't think it over. I would need some time to create it. I did put some JSON-LD files in the test suites that I've created on this repository, but actually I didn't. These are not very related to the use cases yet. These are just strictly, let's say, mechanical checks and assertions for the logic that I've implemented there. This is very beginning of the implementation, so I didn't just focus on those kind of details yet. It's still quite a lot work ahead before using some reference units test.
I was also thinking that it would be nice to not duplicate the examples, that if we adjust the example in the use cases, that we don't have to copy it over to the data set that the clients can test against. So I don't know, I can try to brainstorm, maybe propose on a mailing list something that maybe we can have the examples later on in a separate JSON LD files. And as Ruben said, if we want to move his diagrams, we may need to set up some CI with a build step, automated build step there. So maybe we could use something similar to later, you know, inject those snippets into the markdown, but still have the kind of canonical version as a separate files, or the other way, or extracting, which may be harder. But I'll think about it. But if someone has some ideas, I will also invite people on the mailing list. But do you think that would be useful to have like the not duplicate the use case snippets and the one that we would use for the testing of the clients?
I believe it's a great idea. I was just wondering whether it's a good moment for that. I think it's still quite a lot of work ahead for setting up some kind of CI or other supporting applications. But still, we need to think it over. Maybe it's a good moment to start with that. I don't know.
Pavlik, should I assign you an action item to create such a test suite, or to investigate and come back with some suggestions or something?
Yes, please. I'll take an action for that and propose some possibilities I can think of, and invite others to contribute other ideas.
Okay. Carol, I just had a quick look at your repo. Would it be possible that you generate some HTML docs for the interfaces? It might be easier to get some feedback if people could just look at the interface instead of.
I think it's clicking. Doable, because I've already used JS docs in the code, so I think it shouldn't be that difficult to create those.
I think with there's type doc and other stuff for TypeScript, which should give you quite nice.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
That would be fantastic. I guess that would make it a lot easier for people to review the stuff.
Yeah, probably you're right. I just was thinking whether just pulling the code and opening in some kind of IDE, but you're right. The browsing on the GitHub page could be more could be improved with those JS docs or type docs.
Was there anything in particular that you would like to get input on?
No, not really. As I said, this is only the beginning. There are actually only two major classes. The biggest thing that is not covered by the use cases at all, but it was mentioned in a previous email conversation, was the abstraction layer between the let's say the client data model and various serializations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've introduced let's say a draft of such an abstraction layer. There is a draft implementation only for JSON LD yet, but this could enable the client to understand other serializations. Of course, we are not focusing on others, but still it's enabling the client, not limiting it only to JSON LD.
Yeah. Okay. I will review it in more detail after the call.
Sure, take your time. It's a piece of code, so it needs some time.
Oh, and we I just remember we discussed last week where this code should eventually live. Maybe we should bring this up again this week.
I think you mentioned something about setting caps in the Hydra repository, but we didn't end up with any kind of specific conclusion.
Yeah, maybe let's ask for other people's opinions. Like last week, it was only, or 2 weeks ago, it was only Carol and me on the call. So we discussed whether we should have a repository under the Hydra CG organization on GitHub for the development of a reference Hydra client. Currently, Carol put it under his account, but we could move it to like a more official location. I would like to get some input from other people. Pavlik?
I think that if the client name just mentions the language implementing that, because maybe people want to try other languages to implement clients, I think that's a really good idea to collect them in the Hydra repo, so we could do like TypeScript client, Python client, whatever, Ruby client. So I think as long as we keep kind of the prefix of the language, and so people who have different preference for the language can try in their languages, and also like don't feel that it's like less important.
Actually, this is what I did in my account. I've just created a repository named reference client, and there just sits only single directory named JS. Just holds those TypeScript, which can be transpiled into JavaScript. So this is quite close to what you've just said.
Well, I would even say to have a dedicated repo per the language, implementation language. I don't know. I usually don't see problem to have a couple of repos, and that gives more independence for people to...
Good point.
Have your package JSON or have your gem file for Ruby or whatever, Python, like... So I think maybe it's good just to have a one repo per implementation.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably more.
It's a better solution, indeed.
Should we also discuss the name of that repo? Like, Pavlik, I think you suggested to just call it like client.js or something, or should we like give it a name, or like were you trying to say we should not give it a name?
Well, I also haven't looked at TypeScript that much myself. I don't know if some people would prefer to also have like a pure JS client or TypeScript, but I don't know if there would be some difference here. So I think I would ask also Bergos, because he was like prototyping some pure JS client. So I think maybe you just can post it to the mailing list. I think maybe someone else, maybe Carol, would you like to once again post about your client dedicated email, and we can ask those questions, how people see preference of naming the repos and so on?
Could you repeat that question? I didn't understand correctly. What would?
Oh, because like if we take the your TypeScript implementation and call it JavaScript, I'm not sure if someone, I don't have at this moment European myself, would want to have pure JavaScript client. So maybe we should ask on a mailing list if we should have like JavaScript for the pure JavaScript, TypeScript for the TypeScript, or is it too much granularity? I cannot answer this question now. I would need to take a look more at differences between the TypeScript and the pure JavaScript.
I think it's a matter of choosing the platform to create the first reference implementation. Then we can try to move that implementation to other languages. As for pure JavaScript implementation, honestly, I don't know. Indeed, in this TypeScript implementation that I've just started, I use latest ECMAScript specification features. So probably this won't fit into vanilla JavaScript or old style JavaScript. Whether we shall start a separate implementation, it's a matter of who could drive this implementation. I just was wondering whether it is okay to start an implementation on one single technology, just not to get distracted. But it's a matter of how many other developers we can get on board and start those implementations. I've just picked TypeScript as it is quite popular now. It can be transpiled into modern JavaScript, so it could cover more than one platform at once. So that's why I've picked TypeScript. I can try and work on simultaneously on a C# implementation, but I'm just wondering whether it's a good approach. I think we just focus. We shall focus on one platform at a time.
I think Pavlik's comment was more regarding the naming. Not, I think he wasn't suggesting to create multiple. He just suggested to not call JavaScript client, because some people may not think of TypeScript as JavaScript.
Okay. honestly, I do not have any thoughts on this. If you would like to have a separate pure JavaScript name, I can change the name of the current repository as it is now. I have no thoughts on this. It doesn't matter for me. I can rename it TS or whatever.
Okay. I guess I will take an action item to send out an email to the mailing list asking and making a proposal for a name for the repo, and just ask for feedback or objections, basically. And then we can take it from there.
I think just putting some general idea and just asking for any objections would be better. Just
yes. Let me write that down. Item for me. Cool. Anything else we should discuss regarding this reference client? Doesn't seem so. Is there anything else altogether that someone would like to discuss today, since we still have quite a bit of time left?
To be honest, I'm not sure what would be the next steps, because now we will merge all the open pull requests. So let's say starting this, like tomorrow, there will be no open pull requests. And does anyone have some plans for what you will be working on in the next 2 weeks?
Carol?
This is actually the reason I've started that implementation, because I didn't see any specific next steps ahead, so I started the implementation. Maybe this could be a good point for next call, so we could give it a try and just make a pull request out of this implementation that's just already available.
Yeah, I agree. Like, the sooner we can get some sort of running code and take it from there, the better, in my opinion.
Cool.
Does that sound reasonable to you, public?
Makes sense. I agree to maybe encourage everyone to focus on it, review it, and, you know, maybe consider contributing. I will also myself take a closer look at it. So I think it would be nice to focus on that and encourage others to also, like, give it attention.
Okay, perfect. Anything else?
I haven't looked. I mean, just skimming the repository now. So it is. Which style of the client? Lower level or higher level, as Dietrich proposed?
I believe it's a bit early to say. What's already there is more or less rooted in the very first use cases. That was, you remember, there were some JavaScript like pseudocode snippets, and I'm just trying to cover those snippets with the implementation. Currently, I think it's closer to the low level library rather than the browser like client.
Okay.
Do you have any preference, Tomasz, or was that just a question?
Just a question, although you may have noticed that I do have a preference for the low-level client, so it's it works for me. But as Kara said, maybe it could go either way. We'll see, probably.
Okay. Anything else we should discuss today? If not, thanks everyone, and thanks Tomasz for scribing. Bye.
Thanks everyone. See you on the mailing list, GitHub, and in 2 weeks again.
Thank you. Cheers. Have a good time.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.